So you're the next one that intrigues you the most.
That I had the strongest reaction to, I think, I feel like.
You go ahead and read the title.
So we're calling out a brand here. So we're not at all trying to be naysayers or supporters. Kraft introduces salad frosting to help trick your kids into eating more vegetables.
I just, that whole title sounds really rough.
There's like so many things wrong with that title alone. Like, salad frosting is kind of an oxymoron. And to trick your kids into eating their, that's not going to do them any good. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, let's just, we'll start there. Because there's all their stuff we're going to jump into. But salad frosting, disgusting.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a great episode on deck for you guys today. We're actually going to play a little game of okay, not okay.
Ooh, I like it.
With a couple of stories I found this week that initially, I think it's interesting. We're not going to go too much details yet, but definitely reading the title, I was definitely had a distinct stance.
Whether you had a,
okay or not
okay. Visceral reaction just to the headlines.
Absolutely. So I'm just going to tease it. Dad bods and salad frosting. That's just a tease, okay? Weird tease, but I'll explain more when we get there, okay?
All right.
Before we get into that, thanks, guys, for all the ratings and reviews that you left for us on our Facebook page, on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page, and on Apple Podcasts. Keep them coming because we really appreciate them. So
very much.
We are going to go and jump into training recaps. So this week was, I feel like, I know we had like kind of like back-to-back travel weekends. Well, we had a whole week of travel followed by another weekend of travel. So it was like really, I finally felt like I got on track kind of this week.
Yeah.
But literally, it was Thursday, and I had no idea that it was Thursday. So needless to say, I did get some exercising in this week, got some strength workouts in. My shoulder had been giving me issues as of late, but it kind of has gotten better. So I was able to do some chest press and shoulder press. So I was able to do some strength exercises, dumbbells, mace, all that kind of good stuff, and worked a lot on some mobility exercises. There's one mobility that I'm sure you're familiar with, being the yogi that you are, is the pigeon pose.
Yes.
Which is really good pose for, I always recommend anybody who's has like lower back pain.
Yeah.
They always, because everybody, a lot of people that have lower back pain, they always say, oh, my hamstrings are really tight.
Yeah.
Which could be true, which is true, but it's not always about just stretching those hamstrings. There's other connecting muscles, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And I found that the pigeon, really focuses on, in addition to other muscle groups and things, is the piriformis muscle. So that's a really good one to stretch and to, you know, to try to get the flexibility in that area that I feel relieves a lot of lower back pain that people are kind of, I don't know if neglect, but they always think, oh, hamstring, gotta stretch my hamstring.
Yeah.
That's all I need to, and I'll feel better. It's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not even that your hamstrings are tight, but it's really that your hips and all of the muscle connections in your hips are really tight.
Absolutely.
And it's usually caused by a lot of sitting.
Yep.
And for anybody who's not familiar, the pigeon is actually a yoga pose, and it includes one leg, your hips should actually be level, but one leg is bent and you're basically resting on the side with like your heel either parallel with your body, or like your top leg is kind of like parallel with your body, or it's slightly bent in so that your knee's sort of bent towards your body, closer to your body. But your knee is mostly directly stretching out or slightly to the side.
So think about the splits. If somebody was doing the splits and they have one foot going forward,
but one leg is one also then extended, is extended behind you.
That front
and depending big. How much hip mobility you have, and this is where you know if you're having hip issues, if the pigeon really feels like it's hitting your spot, because, yes, I just said that.
Whoa.
Because it really depends on your hip mobility and your those hip muscle connections on whether or not you can actually sit in this pose for any length of time. Because if you are tight, it feels like you're balancing on like toothpicks. Like you cannot sit in this thing for very long. And to stay in the right alignment and make sure you're not like injuring yourself, like you have to sit on, like when you have to put something under one butt cheek, whether it's a pillow or something. It is, but it is so incredible because it's one of the few that really allows you, if you're willing to work a little bit through some mild discomfort, it will stretch that area out.
Yeah, and
for
like,
sure.
I've introduced it to a lot of clients, and as Shannon said, it's not everybody can do it depending on their mobility and flexibility. Yeah. So there are different kind of
variations.
Thank you. I put people up on a box, like kind of like a box that people would jump on. If you've seen people do box jumps, like a 30-inch box, and they kind of bring their leg on top of there and use, I have the stick mobility at my disposal, so they can use the stick as a kind of a grounding object. So, or they could go up on a bench, like a bench you would do a bench press on. You could put your leg up on there, put the leg on the ground, or like you said, if you have the hip control, you can go all the way down to the ground, kick that other leg out straight behind you. So
yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorites, in addition to a bunch of other stick mobility and other general mobility drills. So stayed up on that because the long days this week and lots of new clients and lots of sessions. You know, summer's in full swing, so I had a lot of high school clients who are really they don't have school, so their parents are sending them to the gym a lot. So
you're like their camp.
Exactly, which is good. You know, I love it. So it's a busy week, but it's been a fun week. So that was kind of my training recap.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I will say it was definitely an improvement over the previous week, which included nothing. Mm-hmm. I was going to say not one thing. But really, I didn't do anything the previous week. I was like in heavy travel recovery mode, and I was also really stressed out. Just some things changing in my life and just a lot contributing to me not getting out of bed to do my workouts. But this week, I'm happy to say I came back. I didn't try to hit it really hard. I actually did a couple of HIIT workouts.
Yeah.
And I really opted for more short but intense workouts because I still didn't feel like I could give it, I could give myself the time to do a longer workout. I did a very little bit, you know, a little bit of yoga, mostly just as like a warm up or a way to, you know, wake up, but nothing substantial. Like I have a deep yearning for my yoga practice, like deep in my heart, in my bones. I definitely want to do that, but I haven't. So that's the only kind of regret. Otherwise, it was a pretty decent week, I think. I actually, my legs, I did a HIIT workout that was on a lot of legs. Oh, those suckers were sore for a good 3 days. Which usually is a sign I need to be doing more.
Yeah, I know. I did some deadlifts this week and some squats, some heavy squats. And like I said, you feel those legs wake up. So you're like,
your muscles
there
are
they
like,
are.
Oh my gosh, you haven't worked me in so long.
So yeah, we're slowly getting back on the workout train. I think we're going to get better and better each week as we kind of get back to our regular routine. And then, like you said, you've had some big things happen the last couple of weeks that maybe eventually we'll talk about. But
yeah.
Good stuff. Positive stuff.
Positive things, but big changes, yeah. big decisions, big changes. Yes. So
we are going to jump into those teases that I threw out there, both Dead Buds and Sally Frosting. Weird, right? Yeah, I don't
know. The second one I definitely have a reaction to, so we can start with the Dad Bods.
Let's start with the Dad Bods. So what is this about? I stumbled across this on Twitter this week. It was actually a comedian, Chris D'Elia, very funny guy, retweeted it, and his comment was funny, but the article was from the New York Post, and the title says, it reads, Dad Bods are more attractive to women than rock hard abs. Colon survey. First of all, these titles really frustrate me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, they're so... Obviously, they did their job. They made me read the article. So, touche to you guys, New York Post. You know, and of course, right below it, they have a picture of Chris Pratt strutting around in his American flag Speedo next to Leo DiCaprio. And the thing is, let's just go. We'll give you some facts from this article.
Facts.
Well,
use that term.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's say what the statistics.
Some of the results
they share in this article. So the whole premise is that they believe the survey that they kind of present here is that dad bods are more attractive to women than rock hard abs. So they apparently had a study or survey that they conducted at Planet Fitness around the country. And the several different stats that they came back with was that I'm going through it. So surveys published by Planet Fitness show that 78% of people think confidence is king. And as in confidence, they think confidence and body image. So I'm not mad at that.
I think that's very true.
They also say nearly 4 in 5 among both men and women believe a dad bod is a sign of a man who is confident in his own skin. Now we're starting to get into a little bit of kind of, I think, open for interpretation, because that I don't think the term dad bod has a real definition.
Well, we've talked about dad bod before in a previous podcast. We talked about like whether it's healthy.
Right.
Because there was the affectionate term of dad bod was created as like a positive.
Right. And usually, I guess it depends who you ask, but like dad bods, when I think about it, I think about the beer belly. I think about the big belly fat, which is usually that visceral fat, which is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go into specifics in this article about that, except they kind of attribute it to having positive body image. The dads and men are more comfortable in their own skin. And they said women, according to the survey, it's more attracted to women that they're more confident in their own skin, which I can see. I get that about self-esteem and things like that. But there's a lot of wiggle room here with what is, because they give pictures of like Leo DiCaprio. And yeah. I mean, he's not ripped, but he doesn't have the belly fat that we like the big beer belly.
Honestly,
Chris Pratt's got a little bit of a belly, but he obviously, if anybody's ever seen Chris Pratt now, he definitely doesn't have a beer
belly. He's so,
and
not
then
even
they even talked about another professional soccer player in this article. And if you Google him about his dad bod, he's got like a athletic body, like somebody who a professional sports athlete body, but they call it a dad bod. It's like very open. It's like they don't have any real definition of who they're calling a dad bod.
Well, and I feel like the dad bod they're referring to, really, if these are the examples they're using, in my mind, it's the man who at one point or another probably was in really good shape, but has now, quote unquote, gone to seed. You know, like the idea where they're not spending 4 hours a day, 6 hours a day in the gym. They are probably getting in, you know, half hour, few times a week, you know, probably still enjoying some beers, still enjoying some food. They're not like going crazy overindulgent. They don't have the gut, like the big beer gut. But I mean, the fact that this was at a gym, already implies that these people are probably considering the people at their gym with dad bod. Those are people that are already making some kind of an effort to, like, minimize their you know, fat and things like that and their unhealthy habits. So I really feel like they're talking about, like, the gone to seed look versus the man bod that we've previously examined, which really is more like belly fat, like belly heavy. And when you do have someone who has previously been in really good physical shape or maybe never had to struggle with their weight, and then they just kind of don't have the time to maintain it, well, yeah, you're gonna look a little squishier around the edges for sure. You might be carrying a little bit bigger size there, but I think you do still maintain that same level of body confidence and body, like, awareness and control. That is very attractive.
Yeah, it's talking about, like, kind of the different, because I deal with these people, like, with people who kind of have confidence issues about their weight on a daily basis. So you can definitely tell the difference between some people who are like, yeah, I put on a little bit of weight, and opposed to people that have been dealing it for, you know, and almost 10 to 20 years. They're like, I've got this belly and I can't get it off, you know? There's different types of, you know, we've already mentioned it.
There's different bodies.
There's different type of fat.
Different bodies.
There's different types. Yeah, it's an age, and when you age things, it's much harder. There are different hormones happening. Obviously, stress levels and different positions in life cause different reactions for your body. So, after reading the article, I don't hate the title as much.
Yeah.
You know? So when we're talking about, this is the whole okay or not okay, the dad bod thing, after reading the article and the fact that, you know, it's okay to have the confidence, even though you're a little bit, what they call it, a little bit doughier in those sections that were a little bit harder years before, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Because the your body goes through evolutions, and you have to be able, as long as you're not getting into the dangerous territory where, you know, you have that belly fat, you have that beer gut, and then you're also still trying, you know, like they took this, like you said, they took the survey at a gym. So hopefully most of the men that are, or and women that are responding to this are going to the gym. They're trying to have a dedicated exercise plan. That's the thing, that if you're really dedicated, but, you know, you also have diet associated with it. But I think it's okay to have a dad bod, because we're not all going to be, you know, bodybuilders or anything like
that.
It's a balance.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
You can still be healthy.
Uh-huh.
You can still be very capable.
Absolutely.
But not have, like, when you do have, like, like rock hard abs and you have really low body fat, you're either a very specific body type,
right,
you have a very active, like, profession or hobby, or you are not getting enough, like sustenance. I mean, lack of fat on your body is either something that's, like, you know, a lifestyle, a condition, or, like, kind of just, it's, like, it's a result of a lifestyle of some sort, whatever it is, profession or not.
Yeah, body type,
So it's not a huge, like, especially in the U.S., it's not a huge percentage of people that are in a place where they can't, you know, feed themselves.
Right.
I mean, it's not like some countries.
Right.
So dad bod is kind of a luxury.
Yeah.
That's really amazing if you're talking about you can still be healthy. And you can still go out with the guys or enjoy some desserts with your family. But then you can also go play football on the weekends or kickball or whatever it is. So I think the perception of the rock hard body, like, you know what that takes to maintain.
Right.
It's not any sexier for somebody to, like, oh, yeah, you spent 6 hours working out today.
Right.
That's cool. That's great for you. And you're just sitting there going, F you. Mm-hmm. I could barely get in 15 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I After analysis of this article, and I think I'm okay with it because I think it's kind of, it's good to see that people are starting to appreciate their bodies if what they've, you know, presented in this article is about body image and confidence in themselves and be a little bit more comfortable in their own skin, literally. Mm. I think that's a good sign. You know, yeah. I don't think we should get away from, you know, trying to make sure we're not, you know, getting into any overweight or obese categories.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, yeah. I think that this article's dangerously misleading for its lack of definition yep. around dad bod.
True.
And whether or not dad bod pertains to those who are, like, otherwise healthy.
Right.
But I think the fact that people...
Positive body image, I think, is a good thing.
That's always a good thing,
yep.
I think.
All right, so that was the first one. And now this to the second one, which
so we're
really,
saying the first one, okay.
I would say okay.
Okay or after, not okay, okay.
After further analysis, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right.
To you, the next one.
The one that intrigues you the most.
That I had the strongest reaction to, I think, I feel like.
You go ahead and read the title.
So we're calling out a brand here. So we're not at all trying to be naysayers or supporters. Kraft introduces salad frosting to help trick your kids into eating more vegetables.
That whole title sounds really rough.
There's like so many things wrong with that title alone. Like salad frosting is kind of an oxymoron, and to trick your kids into eating their that's not gonna do them any good. Like, are you kidding me?
We'll start there because there's all their stuff we're gonna jump into, but salad frosting, disgusting. Just the two words that do not long belong together.
No.
Salad and frosting. I mean, why? It's obviously another name for salad dressing. And basically, salad frosting is just a tube of ranch. You know, it's kind of in the package. I don't know if there's any parents that are listening, but you know, the little fruit and veggie purees they sell at the grocery store.
Pouches.
Yeah, little pouches. The salad frosting, i.e. the ranch dressing, is in those.
It's a pure marketing stunt. It is just a repackage, relabel, and... Ugh, I am so repulsed.
Yeah, it's gross. I mean, just the thought of calling it salad frosting just to... I mean, it's a package. It's got, like, sprinkles and stuff on the front. Looks like birthday cake on it. But it's ranch. And it's, like, gross.
Are there sprinkles in the
ranch? No, I don't believe so. I think it's just on the packaging.
So it feels like it's automatically misleading, too, which I feel like should be illegal.
Yeah.
Because they're clearly trying to advertise to children.
I think we've had this conversation before, and there was a, milk beverage. We're looking at a video of the salad frosting right now.
That's so gross.
It's like confetti, and there's this mom. She's very passionate. We're not listening to it with any volume right now. She's cutting up, but there's this big pouch.
Just a slim tube of ranch dressing plus some clever marketing.
Yeah, so it's sad, like Shannon said, that it's just a marketing ploy. But it's also... couple things. Ranch dressing, disgusting anyways. It's not good.
I like ranch dressing here and there.
True, but not Kraft ranch dressing. Like, I mean, there's ways you can make ranch dressing from, like, buttermilk and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, tasty.
Now you're talking.
This is just, it's just, like, artificial processed food. And they even give you some stats in this article. 2 tablespoons of Kraft ranch has 110 calories, which, you know, I mean, calories, whatever, but 11 grams of fat, 290 milligrams of sodium, which I'd have to look it up, but I feel like that's almost 60% of your sodium.
I was going to say at least like half,
if not more. And then they compare it to vanilla frosting, which has more calories, 2 tablespoons of vanilla frosting, more calories, but only 5 grams of fat and 70 grams of milligrams
of sodium. It only has 30 more calories.
So it's like, it's just, you want to douse your kids' vegetables in that. You're negating any nutritional benefits you're trying to get your kids to have by eating vegetables.
Well, plus, this gets to the root of what I think is like a major disconnect, because you're screwing up your kids' relationship with food and you're telling them that it has to taste like sugar or it has to look like dessert in order to eat it.
Yep.
Which is not the case. And, oh yeah, it's completely fine to eat your vegetables if you bury it under crap. So it's like, no. Like, the real idea is that that relationship you have with good, healthy, clean food should be that this is something that's good for me, that I can find a way to enjoy. I don't need all this other stuff to make it appeal to them. Like, it doesn't need to be this thing. If you're automatically saying, well, you hate it so much, I have to put a bunch of stuff on it in order just to eat it.
Yep.
They're never going to have a positive relationship with that food.
Right.
They're always going to see it as something that they hate, that they have to cover up. And they're never going to just reach for it. So, like, that is super disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
That's disturbing on so many levels that that's even, like, thought to be okay.
Yeah, and it's... Like I said, these type of companies, and I don't want to say they're... I feel like it's fair to say that they're taking advantage of... Especially parents. Being parents now, you know, like, when it comes to just trying to get your kids to eat and stuff like that, and you want to feed them good things, you're like, oh, this is a solution to have them eat my vegetables.
Right.
Or eat vegetables. But they just don't think about it. Oh, it's causing more problems creating more problems than solving.
Yeah, this is, in the long run, this is not a fix. This is going to make things worse.
Exactly. And it's the thing is, like, people love, like, sweet and savory. That's what we love. We crave that, you know. But it's, the thing is trying to, I think a lot of companies, especially a lot of companies that produce processed foods, they play to that. They know that. They count on that, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that's why they kind of push these things, because they know people, our taste buds can't resist it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's very nefarious, and it's sad that it's kind of allowed,
but essentially. But I feel like there was, like, legislation, and there was, like, you know, people, like, boycotted fast food companies because they felt like they were marketing to kids.
Yeah.
And that became, like, verboten. Like,
yeah.
That was something that you just couldn't do.
Right.
The FTC, FCC, one of those, the ones that control the advertising, which I should know because I work in this, but
I think so.
Yeah. But they, like, have super strict guidelines in what you can and cannot. I feel like saying that it's like a kid's product or calling it anything like salad, I just feel like that's super dangerous grounds.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing, it's weird. It's like, kids are never going to buy it, but they could ask their parents for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's where it comes in. Like, I remember we talked about this. It was several years ago about, there was a milk product that not sponsored, but, like, they had it. It was a Trolls promotion when the Trolls movie came out.
Yeah.
It was like Halloween troll milk or something like that. And it was orange milk, and it was like creamsicle flavored.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was just full of sugar. But, like, it was just it was directly marketed to kids for the Trolls movie.
Right.
It was like they had the Trolls characters on top of it, and it was a Halloween-themed thing. And it's like, you're giving kids, I mean, I'm really jumping, but it's like, these are kind of the issues why type 2 diabetes is one of the largest, you know, metabolic syndromes that are, like, it's on the increase now.
Yeah.
Because of things like this. And you're especially, you're marketing it to the youngest generation. So, in my opinion, definitely not okay.
So, not.
So, yeah, I thought that was good. I like this kind of when we find articles and things, and I'm sure we could always add this in. Maybe we'll just make it like one-offs every episode or something if we think about it, or maybe if you guys...
This could be an ongoing segment.
Yeah.
If you have like some like okay or not okay news headlines or questions or something like that, throw them our way and we'll weigh in. By no means are we like right or wrong. Right. We're just sharing kind of our perspective.
Yeah, definitely. And like it's obviously we want to stay in the health and fitness realm, but these stories are aplenty. I'm sure you guys will always, I'm always interested when I see health headlines on the news. Sometimes at the gym, I see stuff and I'm like, how is this a headline? But it's because I'm in that arena so much. I hear about this stuff and I deal with this stuff on a daily basis, but majority of people don't.
And not going to lie, these are stories, probably like 90% of these stories are placed by clever PR people.
Yeah.
So can't completely hate.
Send those stories our way, along with any of those rating and reviews. You guys, we really appreciate it. We want to continue spreading our audience. So we need your guys' help to do that. Share this podcast with a friend. If you have an iPhone, you can do a little share. I actually did it tonight.
Yeah, we did that tonight.
I airdropped a podcast to somebody.
Boom.
Yes, so you guys can do that too. You got anything else for them this week?
Also, keep us posted if you have any segment ideas, or maybe there's a previous segment that we haven't done in a while. You want to maybe have it make a comeback or something. Give us a shout. Let us know. We are always up for, you know,
whatever.
Anything. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's it, though. I got nothing else.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks. Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast. We have a great episode with you.
With you.
We have a great... One more time.